Sometimes when we are reading the Holy Quran, we come across words with special signs on them. We will explain some of them here. In this verse, we notice an unfamiliar symbol above a letter. We don't know whether to skip it or to read it. Let's listen to a reciter to see how they read it. The reciter has put a Hamza pronunciation on the symbol and read it as A'jami. This is called the rule of tashil. In our next example, the word appears to read U'tuni. Let's see how the reciter reads it.
I'tuni bikitabin.
This verse has a special case where it is read as I'tuni due to Arabic grammar rules. In our next example, we see a diamond symbol above a word. Let's hear the reciter.
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ
This rule is called the rule of Ishmam, and its rule is that the two lips are rounded when reciting the word تَأْمَنَّا. The rule only appears on this verse in the Holy Quran. In our next example, we see the same symbol, but this has a different rule. The word with the diamond symbol appears to read Majraha. Let's hear the reciter to get a clearer understanding.
وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرِيهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا
So instead of Majraha, he said Majriha. This rule is the rule of Imala and is only found on this verse in all of the Holy Quran. Our last example appears to have the letter Sin above another letter. Sometimes you see the letter Sin above the letter Sad. This means you can either pronounce the Sin or the Sad in the word. But here we don't see the letter Sad, so it has a different rule. Let's hear the reciter once more.
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
This rule is called sakt. It means you take a pause at the scene by disconnecting the voice, but you do not take another breath, then you continue reading. If you stop as normal, then the rule of sakt does not apply.